Buck, Melanie Rice in for John Matham. And we've been talking about education, starting with providing the basics, talking about what happens for you or your child after school, how you plot a career. We know that technology is the future. We know that we're in the throes of the fourth industrial revolution. But what about young people who are ahead of the curve, who've already come up with innovative, brilliant ideas? It turns out there's something called the Technology Innovation Agency. It's a national public entity that's taking great ideas and research and turning them into a reality. I'm joined on the line by Shimbani Kupani, TIA's seed fund program manager. Shimbani, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Melanie. How are you?
Good. Let's start with how this program works. How does TIA work?
Okay. As you have introduced, we are an entity under the Department of Science and Technology. We were established in terms of the Technology Innovation Act of Parliament of 2008. We have been given a mandate, which is to de-risk technology development and facilitate the adoption and commercialization of technology innovation into the market in collaboration with the network of our partners. And we really try to, by offering financial and non-financial assistance to innovators across Africa, whether you're a researcher in a university, in a science council, whether you're just an SME or an entrepreneur or a private company that needs assistance in terms of technology development. What we focus on, we focus on technology development from proof of concept to pre-commercialization. And in order to achieve this, we have established different funding instruments. One of them is the seed fund. We have also have the technology development fund and the pre-commercialization support fund.
Can you give us an idea of some of the successes that you've had?
So under the seed fund, if maybe I may say a little bit about this. We work with different universities, different science councils, different incubators and regional development agencies that we partner with. We use our network of partners to conduct calls for application if you wanted to develop a technology. We provide funding assistance up to a maximum of $850,000 per application to develop prototypes, to proof of concept or sort of like strengthen your business case so you can actually be able to attract follow-on funding from TIA internally or from any other funder, and also to demonstrate your value proposition to commercialize or attract commercial partners. So far, we have funded a lot of SMEs, we have funded a lot of partnerships from universities. Some of them that have actually managed to stand out and manage to take their technologies to the market. It's one of the technology called Omega Caro E. It's a technology invented by the CPUT researchers. It's an innovative formula to supplement and support maintenance of good hair, such as brain and immune function. It's marketed throughout the major pharmacies in South Africa. Some other technologies that we funded that has a very good social impact is a smart locker. We funded an SME called Technovera. They developed a smart locker solution for patients collecting chronic medication at healthcare facilities. This is one of the great technologies that assists patients overcome queuing or long queues in clinics to collect their medicine. So the patients receive an SMS with a PIN stating when and where to collect their medication. But instead of them going to sit in a clinic for 3 hours or 4 hours, they're just able to walk in, go to the smart locker, punch in their PIN, and they actually to access their medication in less than 2 to 3 minutes. So those are some of the technologies that we have funded. I mean, we have a lot of them that we have funded that have been very successful.
So it's the Technology Innovation Agency, and people can find out more just simply by Googling that and going to the website.
Yes, you can find out more by going to our website, www.tia.org.za, and you can actually go through the website in terms of finding out what other funding instruments we have. We also have a lot of other programs that we offer as well. So they can actually go to our website and find out more, or they can actually call on 012-472-2701 and ask any question. They'll be directed to the right people to assist them.
Timbani Kupani, thank you so much. Timbani is the Seed Fund Program Manager for South Africa's Technology Innovation Agency.